Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much for joining me this afternoon. My daily 10-minute broadcast, Chuck Moore Sphere, Chuck Moore Speaks. Today I want to focus on a corrupt scandal that was perpetrated by former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick. Deval Patrick, it turns out, was maintaining a slush fund while governor worth tens of millions of dollars, according to watchdog.org. The Boston Herald has weighed in on this report as well. He used the money to jet set to Japan, Israel, the United Arab Emirates. Basically, $37.5 million was essentially extorted from state agencies, particularly the Massachusetts Convention Center Authority, and put into this separate account that Deval Patrick never divulged. I believe it was discovered by an intrepid reporter recently. The money was used to pay for lavish and substantial expenses that were incurred by our governor, who, by the way, personally is worth well over $100 million. The money was, dinners and fancy hotels and gifts and who knows what. There hasn't been an accounting of what the money went to. It tends to go to Deval Patrick's entire miserable tenure as governor, where he started out by ordering these, $100,000 drapes for the corner office, these damask drapes, and a full refurnishing. And he traded in the state car, which was a Lincoln Continental, for a Cadillac. Or was it a Rolls or something? Living very high on the Massachusetts taxpayers' dollar. Before leaving office, he in his last miserable year, he launched a renovation campaign for the corner office at the Massachusetts State House that was coming in at the price tag of about $10 million, all billed to the taxpayer. Now, people may think this is not a big deal. Massachusetts is a pretty small state. And Deval Patrick's secret fund, which, again, has been widely reported and it's not in dispute, constitutes possibly a criminal violation, one by which he could potentially be convicted and become a felon. The former governor of Virginia, McDonald, and his wife apparently are in prison right now for taking a very small gift or a minor event. I think it was like, compared to Deval Patrick's $27.5 million slush fund, it was nothing. It was like $100,000. I'm not here to defend former governor McDonald. I'm simply pointing out that there is a double standard going on here. Deval Patrick will not be prosecuted. It's very unlikely. It's very unlikely that this issue will be investigated by the present liberal Democrat attorney general or by the very weak-kneed Massachusetts legislature, predominantly liberal Democrat, for entirely political reasons. Deval Patrick was protected as governor and is continuing to be protected, frankly, for two reasons, and I don't mean this to sound disrespectful, but it's really impossible to get around this, and that is because he was a liberal and because he's African-American. That made him untouchable as governor of Massachusetts. You could not criticize him, because if you criticized him, you could run the risk of being accused of having something against African-American men and women. And nobody wants to face such an ugly accusation, one that can damage your reputation, destroy your career, and one that is really the worst kind of rock that could be thrown at a person. So we all just sort of kept quiet and grinned and bared the miserable tenure of his administration, and just hope that he would quietly go away, and at the end, maybe we'd load him up with a couple more awards to add to his groaning shelves, which are groaning under the pressure of all the awards he's gotten, and then just hope he goes away. Frankly, a little bit like the present occupant of the White House, I suppose. You know, you can't touch them. They are, you know, they've got the shield of armor. And so they just sort of skate along and they skate through. Well, Deval Patrick, now this scandal has been uncovered. There is not going to be much of an investigation. There's been some rumblings. A couple of local state polls have said, oh, we're going to look into this. Yeah, right. We're not going to hear about it. I believe if it was investigated just by what is already known, $27.5 million, that's not nothing. That's a lot of money, especially in a small state, used for his private slush fund. Can you imagine if someone did this in their own company without the knowledge of the boss? Nobody knew about this. Nothing was said. What he would do would be he'd go to the state agency and say, write a check for my special fund, or else they'd get the money, and then he would basically rubber stamp all of their agenda right through the state legislature. And by the way, that included a very corrupt Massachusetts Convention Center Authority, which has an enormous amount of largesse, and a chairman who was appointed for life by former Massachusetts State Senator Billy Bulger, whose brother is now serving a life term for mass murder. So the corruption in this is typical of Massachusetts, but it is one that we ought to shine a light on, not only because of the corruption itself, and for the fact that we ought to find this governor guilty of a crime if he's investigated properly. And by the way, Deval Patrick, he raised the budget and he raised the funds of every single agency in the state except one. There was one cut that he made, and that was to the enforcement arm of the welfare department, which was supposed to look into fraud. Oh, he didn't want to do that. You know, heaven forfend. I mean, there might be a few anecdotes. Whereas, for example, there was over 50,000 false EBT cards that had been mailed out to nefarious addresses. Never mind that, Deval Patrick told us. That's just anecdotes, we would call it. And there was all these other scandals that were percolating around his administration. Everybody just hoped he'd go away. Wasn't much said, and he just continued to receive laudits and plaudits. But it raises a bigger question. It's not just corrupt liberal Democrat politics in Massachusetts that this issue raises. It also might shine a light on some of the similar corruption that's occurred amongst liberal Democrats nationally and in other states. We mentioned Hillary Clinton, who was with the influence peddling and the hundreds of millions of dollars pouring into the slush fund called the Clinton Foundation, which she recently said she was proud of, and who was paying into that. I would point out, and I would ask my listeners to consider calling Massachusetts, calling the state legislature, calling the state house and saying, investigate Deval Patrick's slush fund. Investigate the $27.5 billion and let's see if he's violated any laws. Certainly he's violated ethics rules, but let's take it a step further. And by putting a light on this, let's put a light on the rotten, corrupt, stinking, left-wing Democrat hack governance and administrations all over this country. And I think that this one issue, if the light is properly shined, will have a huge effect on the next election. It can only hurt them. It would basically present the facts on the ground, which is, do we want to have a government that, you know, it's old-fashioned, boring questions, like do we want to have an honest government? Do we want to have a government that lives within its means, that's not pissing away taxpayer money? Do we want to have people who are like us, not people like Deval Patrick, who always looked down his nose at the rest of us? He always had this smirk, one of these liberals who has a meme that it's almost like this, it's ironed into his face, this look of contempt and hatred for people. I mean, he's a very slick communicator. Don't get me wrong. I've met him. He's very charming. But there is this undertone of hostility, entitlement, that not only permeates with the Deval Patrick, but I think it permeates with a lot of other liberal and left politicians. Hillary Clinton, anyone? Hello? Anyway, let's shine the light on it. Deval Patrick was at one point being groomed for high office, possibly Attorney General or Supreme Court. There was even some rumblings he might be President Obama's successor. We can shine a light on who he is, this fat cat, how he made his money, which is a whole different kettle of fish, and probably too much to get into right now. But suffice it to say, this privileged top 1%er who essentially went a step beyond and, billed the taxpayers. Couldn't he afford his own, his own upgrade on a hotel? We're talking about a man who, my understanding is he's worth $100 million. I don't know the exact figures. I mean, when Mitt Romney was governor, and Mitt Romney also is very rich, Mitt Romney was worth, I think, $300 million, which, by the way, is only a third of what John Kerry is worth. Kerry's worth almost a billion. But, Mitt Romney did not bill the taxpayers. In fact, Mitt Romney didn't even accept his salary. He was paid $1 a year. And when Mitt Romney traveled on a trade trip as governor, he didn't bill the taxpayers anything above and beyond what he was allowed to do, and he probably didn't even do that. He didn't need to, neither does Deval Patrick. But Deval Patrick, being the privileged type that he is, he apparently feels that he must do this. So anyway, the article here in Watchdog.org says that Democrats and Republicans in the Massachusetts legislature have begun their probe of the former Democratic governor turned hedge fund manager for Bain Capital, once headed by his fellow former governor Mitt Romney. I see. So remember Bain Capital, how Mitt Romney was vilified for, starting the Bain Capital Fund? Romney would be the first to admit that mistakes were made. It's a private company, and there were some good investments, there were some bad investments. But for the most part, Bain Capital is one of the great corporations in Massachusetts, praised by all sides, left, right, and center. The Boston Globe, everyone has praised them. They've been responsible for raising more capital than almost any business in our state. Well, apparently the villainous Bain Capital, vilified by left-wingers who despise success and who hung it around Mitt Romney's neck like it was something bad, and Mitt Romney failed to respond properly to that. Apparently, Deval Patrick is now a manager at Bain Capital. Isn't that interesting? We ought to shine a light on this person. We ought to shine a light on who Deval Patrick is, his corrupt career, his failed administration, and we ought to use it as a poster, as an example, him as a poster boy and the administration as an example of what left-wing Democrats can do. And to my way of thinking, that would go a long way toward making the case in a year and a half for the upcoming election. And it is coming sooner than you think. Anyway, I want to thank you all for listening this afternoon. This is my broadcasting experiment, if you will. Now that I'm off the air on a radio station, I'm doing daily 10-minute commentaries. You can check it out at Blog Talk Radio with their archive. You can check out my books, available on Amazon Kindle. And you can check out my television program, Chuck Moore Speak, at YouTube and at BNN. There'll be another recording of that coming Wednesday. And I'm glad to be keeping my hand in things here with radio. This Blog Talk Radio is a great opportunity for me or for any citizen to be heard. It's a great thing. I mean, the show goes out live. The show is podcasted, which means it exists forever. And so there you have it. Anyway, thanks for listening, everyone. Again, Chuck Morse hosting the 10-minute Chuck Morse Daily Speak program. Check it out at Blog Talk Radio. Just put my name on the server at Blog Talk Radio, and up it comes. Check out my books, Amazon.com. Anyway, I want to thank you all for listening this afternoon. Have a nice day, everybody.